Yesterday, I was just reading through the commentary to the Abhidhamma Pitaka, just to refresh my memory, because I was going to come and give you a talk and a discussion here. Even at the time when Venerable Buddha Gosa translated the Abhidhamma commentary from Sinhalese into Pali, there was already a controversy among monks. In the introduction to the commentary to the Abhidhamma Pitaka, there is a dialogue or an argument, a debate between two monks. One monk says, "What are you doing? Why are you reciting all this? This is not Buddha Vachana. This is not the word of the Buddha." And then the other monk said that it is the word of the Buddha. So they were having an argument about who is right and who is wrong. One of the arguments was that the suttas will start off with, "Thus have I heard." The Buddha at one time was staying in Cetavana, Anathapindika's monastery near Sarvati. But in Abhidhamma Pitaka, nothing is mentioned. You start off with kusala, dhamma, akusala, dhamma, just like that. So how do you know that this is what the Buddha said? Where did this come from? And so then, the legend of the Buddha delivering this Abhidhamma in Tavatinsa heaven for his previous mother evolved from there. So people said, yeah, there is an introduction, it's just not put there. The introduction was, "Thus have I heard." At one time, the Buddha was staying in Tavatinsa and sitting on Sakka's throne and giving this talk to the mother. So after that, there was a long story. They went through that argument, and towards the end of it, they asked, "Okay, where was this talk given?" It was given in Tavatinsa. To whom was it given? It was given to the devas, and so forth, and all this catechism. So it's interesting to see that, according to the legend, the Buddha actually delivered the Abhidhamma to devas, not to human beings. So why are you studying? You want to do a pre-deva course, is it? You study first so that when you become a deva, you can get enlightened faster. Another interesting thing is that I was trying to find out this legend in the commentary yesterday. I couldn't find the second part. The first part I found that it was given the devas. According to the second part of the legend is that the reason why the Buddha gave the Abhidhamma to the devas was because the whole of the Abhidhamma, though of the seven books, was designed so that when one goes through the whole course in one sitting, one can get enlightened. How many months have you studied? How many years? So the reason why he did that in the Deva realm was because the time there is different from us. According to legend, he stayed there for 3 months for the rainy season retreat to preach the Abhidhamma. Now, according to Tavatinsa time and our time, the difference is what is 3 months to us is less than 3 minutes to them. And you finish everything in one sitting so that the thousands and millions of devas got enlightened. Some of them became Sotapan and Arahan and so forth. So that's the legend. So again, if the legend is true, then why are you studying Abhidhamma? You're going to take more than one sitting definitely. So it's actually just a pre-deva course that you're taking, so that when you go to the deva land, you can get enlightened faster. Now, it seems that the Buddha was up there preaching the Abhidhamma for 3 months. But because he had this physical human body, he had to give food to it. He cannot just stay there for 3 months without eating. So every day he would come down for alms round. He will come down to a certain lake and Venerable Sariputta will get alms for him and then prepare his two stick and so forth and wash his bowl. At that time, the Buddha would give the gist of what he preached for that session to Venerable Sariputta. So Venerable Sariputta, being the greatest disciple in terms of wisdom, was able to fathom what the Buddha said, even though he just gave a brief explanation, and expand on it by teaching his students. So every few milliseconds, he would come down. But up there, he created an image of himself who was giving the talk. So physically, he was here, but up there, it's just a nimitta. It's just a creation of his. So the legend goes. Now, Venerable Sariputta, after he had learned from the Buddha, would teach his disciples. It seems that his disciples, whom he taught, were exceptional people. They had done a pre-Abhidhamma course before in the past life. In the past life, they were bats. There were bats hanging on a cave during Kassapa Buddha's time. And in the cave, there were these monks who were reciting the Abhidhamma. So every day, they would recite the Abhidhamma. If you don't recite the Abhidhamma, you'll forget. At one time, I could remember the whole of the Abhidhammata Sangaha by heart. Now you ask me, and I cannot remember already because I stopped reciting for a long time. So they were reciting this in the cave, and these bats were just hanging there and then listening. You know, they don't understand a single word, but maybe they like the chanting and they sort of were very pleased with it. And then they died. After they died, they were reborn in heaven because they listened to the Dhamma, even though they didn't understand. After they deceased from the Deva realm, they came back as human beings. And then they became Venerable Sariputta's disciples, and they were able to receive the Abhidhamma teachings and understand them. But there was no mention of them getting enlightened because they studied the Abhidhamma teaching. In fact, there's no instance in the scriptures, even in the commentaries, of people getting enlightened because they studied Abhidhamma. But in the introduction to the Abhidhamma commentary, there is a mention of a thera who reflected on the Patthana, the last book, on his greatness. And then when there was a lot of joy that arose in him, he made use of the joy, watched the joy, made use of the Satipatthana, observed the joy, watched it arising and passing away, and then he became enlightened. As an arahant, he became liberated as he was crossing the sea from Sri Lanka to India. This is a commentarial story. So, that is a legend of how the Abhidhamma came about. And they had to create this legend in order to justify it because they cannot find it in the suttas. And this is very, very reminiscent of what the non-Theravadins are doing. They also have a lot of suttas which we don't have, and they always start with, "Thus have I heard." The Buddha was staying there, and the Buddha held up a rose, and then Moggallana looked and smiled. Have you heard that before?